Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Tucker Carlson, because there is speculation about the future of American politics. And I did see some reports as well, or some suggestions, that people like Tucker Carlson might be a significant political force. Is that really true? And what does that mean to the Republican Party? What does that mean to the United States? John Day is an attorney in the United States. John, a very good morning. Hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well. Hope you are. And thanks for having me.
Great pleasure. Can we just talk about this, just get the big picture for a minute? For listeners who aren't closely following American politics, why is this discussion around Tucker Carlson potentially running for president generated so much widespread interest? Is he a significant enough figure?
Well, he, to some extent, he is in the American right. Remember, he was fired from Fox News. Since then, he had his own platforms. He's a significant commentator in the sense that he is listened to by a number of people on the right, and he appeals to a sliver of that may be more than a sliver. But what's significant about Carlson is that he's sort of seeking to be independent a bit from the usual MAGA scene. And again, what we have to remember about Carlson is this guy has given a platform on his shows, on his social media, and his media platforms to people like this historian, so-called historian Darryl Cooper, right? Who's the Holocaust denier who Carlson has called the most important popular historian in the United States. So if you're looking to see where he lies on the spectrum,
that's where he lies, yeah.
The accusation is he is a voice for the anti-Semitic slice of the MAGA world. And so it's significant. He has a lot of followers. He has a lot of influence up to a point. The question is how much can that grow, if it could at all? And there is talk that he is thinking of running for president. Whether there's any basis for that or not, who knows? But he does represent a voice.
There's been so many questions and allegations about him and being funded and Qatar and all sorts of things. Surely if you decide to stand for president, you open yourself up to tremendous scrutiny, because obviously there's nothing more dangerous than a president of the United States who is on somebody else's payroll.
Right, and that's why this talk, I mean, of course, if you are someone like Tucker Carlson, you're gonna love it when people start saying, and maybe, you know, what's the source of this anyway? But if people are saying, wow, you're gonna run for president, you have a shot, you have there's a pathway here for you. You have a support of a number of people who are influential and who listen to you. Yeah, of course, that's great marketing, right? On the one level, it's great branding if you are trying to increase your audience and the influence of your show. Question is, would that really fly in, could he actually pull that off? And that's a whole different.
I can't see it. Maybe there is a group of people, but if you think about, and I've just been sort of mentally scanning across the United States, I just can't imagine that somebody as divisive as he is would be able to gain support.
No, I think, and that's of course the point. That's the big question. But until, he's going to enjoy the notoriety. He's going to enjoy the discussion about him as a player, of course. But again, when you look at his history, when you look at his record, he has provided a platform for the anti-Semitic slice of that part of the party, and it's not insignificant. I mean, we've seen a lot of very vocal players there, like this guy Cooper and Nick Fuentes and other people who circle around around Carlson. So, I'm sure he's enjoying it now. He's trying to strike a bit of an independent position from Trump and other people. But at the same time, he's got this history of platforming some pretty odious views.
What does this tell us about American politics? You know, when we look at the success of Mamdani and we look at the talk of a Tucker Carlson standing for president, even though to me it just seems an absurdity, what is it? What lessons can be learned here? What is this telling us?
Symptomatic of what's happening on the fringes on the left and the right. You've got the Mamdani success in New York City as mayor. You've got Carlson and other people. I mean, it's troubling and it's concerning, and you can't ignore it here in the U.S. because it does exist. And the question is it growing? Is it confined to the far fringes? But the fact is that, as you point out, and as we've talked about before, both sides, there's an element on both sides that is united in this dangerous position.
So that's what I found interesting, is that you've got, let's say, the Mamdani extreme on the left, you've got the Tucker Carlson extreme on the right. When do we get to a point that both the Democrats and the Republicans decide to fight for the soul of their parties? Because somewhere, you know, in not so many years gone by, there were bipartisan issues that they would agree on. There was probably more that, in fact, you know, that they agreed on than they disagreed on. In reality, that time seems to have passed. The question is there a willingness, and do we see a time where the parties decide to fight for the soul that they once had?
And there are, and again, that's kind of the heart of the issue that you're exactly right. There are those in both parties who are fighting back, who are taking a stand and saying, we don't have room for this, for the anti-Semitic sliver of our party, whether it's the right or the left. And they're the mainstream, some mainstream leaders are doing that. But at the same time, when you look at, say, for example, the influence of Mamdani on the Democratic Party and the door opening a bit for that far left fringe that is comfortable with its anti-Semitism, that is troubling. And there's a lot of discussion about it, but at the same time, there are leaders in both parties who are saying, we've got to be really, really careful, because when we let these people into our into the mainstream, and that becomes more acceptable, what are the results going to look like? It's a scary moment, actually.
Yeah. I mean, many of our listeners saying, Abigail saying, surely not Tucker Carlson. He's a nutcase. Yeah, but he's got a significant. He does have a significant following. My gut around this, and doesn't mean I'm right. I'm very often not, but I just can't imagine that he would have enough support across the United States to make this even a reality. If he did ever stand, would it be as an independent or a Republican?
Yeah, good question. I think he has embodied the Republican Party up for so many years up to this point. And I think the defining moment would be, what would the Republicans do if he really followed up on this on the idea that he's somehow running? Are they going to reject this anti-Semitic and the his ability to pull together these people who espouse these views? I mean, how much would the response be? What would the pushback be? Or does he say, I am going as an independent, and you know, follow me if you believe the same things I do, if you deny the Holocaust, and if you think that America is being controlled, and you know, all these other sort of typical and odious
anti-Semitic tropes. It would certainly push anybody that has moved from being a Democrat to Republican, push them straight back to the Democratic Party. So I guess it would be the best thing that would ever happen to the Democrats. But let's see if this actually does materialize. John Day, thank you as always. Thank you for waiting up late to chat to us and for giving us that perspective.